Jeremiah chapter 35. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go to the house of the Rechabites, and speak to them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the side rooms, and give them wine to drink. So I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habaziniah, and his brothers, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the room appointed to the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, the man of God. It was by the room of the temple officials, which was above the room of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the gatekeeper. I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, Drink wine. But they said, We will not drink wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, You should not drink wine, neither you nor your children, forever. Furthermore, you should not build houses, or sow seed, or plant a vineyard, or even own one. But all your days you should live in tents, so that you may live many days in the land where you sojourn. We have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in everything that he has ordered us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, and our daughters. We have not built houses to live in, nor do we own a vineyard, field, or seed. We have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done everything that Jonadab, our forefather, commanded us. But when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded the land, we said, Come, and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Arameans, which is why we are living in Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, Go and say to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will you not receive instruction and obey my words, says the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, when he commanded his descendants not to drink wine, are followed to this day. They do not drink, for they obey their father's commandment. But I have repeatedly spoken to you, and you have not obeyed me. I have sent you all my servants the prophets, sending them over and over, saying, Turn now, everyone, from their evil way, and change your behavior, and go not after other gods to serve them, and you will dwell in the land I have given to you and to your forefathers. But you refused to pay attention or to listen to me. But the descendants of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have carried out the commandment their forefathers gave them, but this people refuses to obey me. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, says, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the disaster that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not listened. I have called to them, but they have not answered. Then Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. You have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done everything that he commanded you. Therefore, this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Jonadab the son of Rechab will not lack a man to serve me forever. Jeremiah chapter 35.